Okay, we're starting Bezrat Hashem, the new Lilmod Velasos program, which is the Ben Odom Lechaveiroi. So, just before we start, since the first year, just a few benefits, which is, there's many, many benefits to whoever will come and join this program. Few benefits, the Rabbeinu Yoino, yeah, you can't tell with no Rabbeinu Yoino, Rabbeinu Yoino and Shari Tshuva, in the second Chelek, in Ois Yud, he says that when a person decides that he's going to learn, and whatever he's going to learn, he's going to be Mekayim, he's going to do. So from that moment in on, Hashem is Machshi for him, like he does all the mitzvahs, since you can't learn everything overnight. So from the moment you decide that you're going to learn and do, Lilmoy Velasos, yeah, you're going to learn and do, from that Rega, he says, Yotam Ha'Pelelo Godol, he came out of the darkness into El Godol. But from that moment in on, it's natural like he's doing all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So when you join this Lilmud V'Lasos, that's your first benefit. Second benefit is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. We all know Sochel Bo'Olam Hazeh, Bo'Olam Habo, Pelisem Bo'Olam Hazeh, the Sochel remains for Olam Habo. But there is something which is unique to this program, which is not in other Shiurim, is that over here you're going to have to learn yourself. And learning yourself is not always easy. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you don't understand the word. So we'll be there. I'm going to be there, Bezrat Hashem. Rav Yaakovson will be there, Bezrat Hashem, to guide the Olam some night, please. But Lemaise, a person is working hard to understand. And when a person is working hard, he has many, many benefits. First, he's learning how to learn. And the second thing is, Rabbeinu Yoino again, in Chilukei HaKapora, he says that every person deserves some Yisurim. For some averos is not enough tshuva, he needs also Yisurim. So Rabbeinu Yoino says a person can be yoitze de choiva de Yisurim by learning Torah and putting effort into learning Torah. So I know in the other shiurim also it's the effort to get out of the house and come here. It's the effort to sit down and listen. It's the effort to focus. But when you're learning yourself, it's even more effort, and it takes away Yisurim. The stipler says there's two benefits, at least in this nekuda. One is that when a person doesn't take it over here, he doesn't know where it's going to come. When he takes it over here, he knows where it's going to come. And also we know that Pam Achas Betzar is greater than 100 times Shalom Betzar. So there's a lot of benefits. And if it's hard, it's great. Okay. So now Bezal Hashem will start learning the Hilchot Tzedakah. Okay, it's Mamash also Megat to our time. Tshuvot Tfilot Tzedakah Mavirin Esloya Gezeiro. So we have to understand why Hashem wants us to give Tzedakah. And that's how we're starting over here. Why does Hashem want us to give tzedakah? So, if a person wouldn't be smart, he may think that, you know, Hashem takes care of the whole world, he needs some help, you know, some poor people in the world, someone needs to take care of them, so you know you need to give tzedakah to help Hashem. But we know that's not true, right? Hashem make everyone heartbeats and a lot of complicated things, that just to give a person a little bit of money to be able to buy his food is not so hard for Hashem. So what's the reason? So really the question is already brought in the Gemara and was asked by a guy. This guy name was Tunus Lufus HaRosho, and he asked the question to Rabbi Akiva. He asked Rabbi Akiva, Yimeloikeichem oyev animu mifnei ma'ayinu mefarnesom. If your Hashem loves the anim, so why does your Hashem support them? Why does he tell you guys to support them? Omar lois, Rabbi Akiva told him, kedei shenitzol onu bohem midino shel gehenoim. So we will say from Din Gehenon, it's true. Hashem doesn't need us to help the Anim. Hashem wants to help us. Hashem wants to do good for us. So He teaches us, He gives us the opportunity to support Anim, so we should be saved from the Din of Gehenon. So the Maitse, when Hashem brings the mitzvah and the Torah, now I'm starting the sheet, we'll just... What? The Gemara. This is the Gemara and the Fiyud Amud Aleph in Bovi Basel. So now we're going to just start the sheets and just try going through the sheets and see how this limud really works. Yeah, there's sheets downstairs. And okay. So we start just the beginning is just in the Psukim and Dvarim. We see the Torah goes and tells us give tzedakah. So the Torah is like there's a whole paragraph in the Torah going back and forth, give tzedakah, give people loans, give tzedakah, right? And again, how to deal with loans, how to deal with the poor person, going back and forth in these two mitzvahs of giving loans and giving tzedakah. So we see in the Torah that Hashem put the two things together. He's coming to teach us something. That we have to learn these two mitzvahs have a lot to do with each other. So there are two opinions, which is one and one plus. Zvi Rabbeinu Yoina and the Sefer Achinuch, they come to explain why does the Torah put these two mitzvahs together. And we have them on our sheets. We'll start with Zvi Rabbeinu Yoina. Zvi Rabbeinu Yoina, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but he says, Rabbeinu Yoina says, Huzhanu bazeh, that by this mitzvah, Lehachik minash yiseinu tzaru so'ayin, veliyoyiseinu toyve'ayin. Hashem wants us, in these mitzvahs, of giving loans, and of giving tzedakah, Hashem wants from us to become people which are not stingy, people which are generous. Hashem wants us to be happy, not just to give, and also to be happy for the other person that he has. So therefore he says, he brings a raya from the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, give, noson titen loy. And after it says, noson titen loy, it says, v'lo yira levavcha betischa loy. And don't have bad feelings in the heart that you gave it to him. If the whole purpose was just to give, it should have said maybe the other way around. Maybe only noson titen loy, give him tzedakah. Or rather say it the other way around. Say, don't feel bad giving and give. But it says, give, and after you give, don't feel bad about it. Meaning the Torah wants the person to change. Right? There's the famous Rambam of Alakol and the Mishnah called if you roiva maise, right? Call it, so it doesn't say that you have to give. It says it's better to give many, many times because you have to create in yourself the midah of giving.
It only says that don't feel bad about giving tzedakah, not pay a lechet maise.
It says it about tzedakah, and it says it's in the context also of giving loans, because basically Rabbeinu Yonah on both mitzvahs he says that Hashem wants us to build in ourselves the midah of being generous and to not be stingy and not be sad when other people have. Now the chinuch has, he says that also. And everyone says in Chinuch the Taf Ein Zayin, where he speaks about not to demand the Choyvos after Shviz, like in the middle of it, he says, Lamed Nafshu Yiseinu, Hashem wanted to teach our nefesh, our soul, B'midois Me'ulois, and good midois, Midas HaNedivus, being generous, V'ayin Toivo, being happy for other people, V'likbo B'loveinu. But now he adds another point which wasn't in the Rabbeinu Yoino. He has a point which likba bilaveinu habitochay hagodol b'Hashem Baruch Hu, to increase our bitochay. I once heard a mashal from the Magid Midubna on this. Right? We all know that the only mitzvah you can test Hashem is the mitzvah of Maisa. Right? The mitzvah of Maisa. Hashem says, "Ubechanunin abozois." Right? Bring the Maisa. You can test me in that, and you'll see that you'll get. So the Magid Midubna, he has a mashal that why does Hashem want us to test, right? This is the question. Why does Hashem want us to test Bichlal? Why Dafka in this mitzvah? So he says that, let's say a person comes to a city, no one knows him. He says, listen, I have something to sell. So I have these little blocks, let's say they're gold blocks, and he says each block weighs at least 100 grams. So how do you know if it's true or not? So you take the smallest block and you weigh it, and you see, oh, it weighs 100 grams, so you know that all the bigger blocks for sure weigh more. So he says that Hashem takes the mitzvah, which makes the least sense that it will be true. Right? Person will think, if I would give, I would have less. Hashem says, no, 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 you'll give, you'll have more. So this is why Hashem wants us to test him in this mitzvah, to see that works, and we know that all the other mitzvahs is for sure going to work. It will increase our bitachon b'Hashem Baruch Hu. V'atiskasher nafshenu lekabel toymeis adon hakol kol bebrocha ve'arachamim. So we'll receive a lot of brocha. And later on, he adds in the next in Tafayin Ches. You see two lines from the bottom of Tafayin Ches where we're holding. It says that yofo lecha bilchosei rega katon, the bracha of Hashem, even for a small moment, is better for you. Mikama oitzores azov achesed. It's better for you from treasures of gold and silver. The bracha of Hashem is an amazing thing. It's an amazing bracha, and the closeness to Hashem is an amazing thing. It's worth it. It's worth much more than many other things. Okay, so now we're moving ahead. There is a side nidoin over here that is brought in the parentheses. Whoever wants to, this is a topic for a different time. It's a whole topic on its own. Okay, he wants to show that also the Gemara also brings what it says by Shmitas Ksofim is Negat Tzedakah. Again, in the Gemara in Bavli Basra Daf Yud, the Gemara has a story. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is saying, Rav Pope, Havesalik Bedargo. Maybe it's kedai to start from a little bit before, even though it's not exactly our topic, but we're in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and this Gemara is Mamesh on Rosh Hashanah, so maybe we'll start a little bit before. The Gemara says like this: Dorash Rav Yehuda Rabbi Shalom, Keshem Shemezonoito Shel Adam Ktuvim Loim Rosh Hashanah. The same way that the person Mezonos, right? It says we all know that in Rosh Hashanah Hashem decides how much Mezonos is going to get this year. Kach Etzlinoito Shel Adam Ktuvim Loim Rosh Hashanah. So too, how much a person is going to lose this year is also Niktzav in Rosh Hashanah. Zocho, if he is zoiche, haloi kolo islaro evlachmecho. If he's zoiche, so he's gonna, whatever he needs to lose anyway this year, he's gonna give to the poor person. Loi zocho, vani merudim tovi bais. If he wasn't zoiche, so then, vani merudim tovi bais. Elsewhere it says that it's speaking about goyim, that he'll have to give to the goyim. And the Gemara brings a story. The nephews of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, chazalu b'chilmo, dibol lemichzar shva mea dinre. He saw in his dream, on Rosh Hashanah, that they're going to lose this year 700 dinari. Asinu shoka minayu l'tzedakah. So the whole year he was coming to them, says, I have to collect for this koyla, for that case, for that case. He came collecting the whole year. And he got out of the money for tzedakah. Push gabayu shivzar dinre. 17 dinari was left by them that he didn't collect from them yet. Kimato me'al yoyim ad kippure, when the next year came, Erev Yom Kippur, shodu de bekeso naktinu, so the people from the house of the keso had some claim on them that they're not paying tax or something. They took them and they put them in jail. Omar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo titchalun. Don't worry. Shivzar dinrei gabayichu. There's only 17 dinarim which are by you extra, right? Shaklinu minaychu, and that's all what they're going to take from you. They're going to only take from you 17 dinarim, no more. Amrele minayo dato. They say, how do you know, right? You know, some people come here and they lose a lot of money. Amalu chel machazoy lechu. So he told them, I saw a dream, you're going to only lose 700 dinarim this year. Amule v'amaylo amatlan denitvinu. He says, so why didn't you tell us? Wouldn't it be worth it? You will tell us, you will just give it and save the whole tichah of getting now taken by the people of the keso and having to give it to goyim. So he told him, Amino keichid te'avdu mitzvah lishma. I wanted you to do a mitzvah lishma. If I will tell you to get out of jail, so then you would give it to get out of jail. But now you're giving it, you gave it mitzvah lishma, it's better. Okay, now.
According to this,
yeah,
that means when you get Rosh Hashanah, gives you a certain amount.
Right.
Rosh Hashanah is saying, alright, you're not supposed to get this, but you're supposed to get X amount less. Right, but let's see what you do with that. How are you going to lose it?
So the mindset at the end of the day, a person won't lose anything from doing tzedakah. He can only give the money that he'll have to lose anyways. That's the point. So therefore, we should all give as much money as we can for tzedakah, right? We're going to learn. What's the maximum, right? We're going to learn this. This Hashem gave orders to that too, and we'll see Bezrat Hashem when the program continues. Now we get to the story that the sheet sent us to. Rapope avesalik bedargo. Rapope, he was walking up a ladder. Ishtamit kare, and his leg like slipped. Boy the maypal, and he almost fell. Omar hashto keni chayim man desoni lom ke mechal shabbos v'kirov de'avodes kirchovim. So, some of us, I don't know, some people are tzaddikim historim, but some of us will say, they wouldn't take it as anything out of the order. They say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I didn't fall down totally, it's just, I almost slipped. But Rav Papa, since he always realized that every move he takes is guided by Hashem, so he realized that when his foot slips, that's something to take note of. So he said, wow, this is almost happened to me like a Mechal Shabbos, in a person which does avoid the Zohar, which gets thrown in Skila, right? So what's going on here? Omar Lechir Barab Midifti L'Rav Papa. So Lechir Barab Midifti told Rav Papa, Shema Oni Bo Liotcha V'lo Pirnasoi. Ever happened to you that an Oni came to you and you didn't give him tzedakah? The Tanya, it says in the Braiso, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocho Emel, Kol Amalim Einov Min HaTzedakah. Whoever an Oni comes to them and he ignores him and doesn't give him money, Kilo Oived Avodas Kichavim. That's like doing Avodah Zarah, which a person gets Kilo for. Okay, so we're going to learn also about that today. So everyone that comes to you and Shul, you have to give him money. How much money you have to give him, right? We're going to, Bezrat Hashem, through the program, we're going to learn exactly what Hashem wants of us to do in our life with our money. So okay, so he says, how do we know that it's like Avodah Zarah? Ksivacha, it says over here, he shomer lecha. It says by right, penye davar im levav chobliyav. That's by not giving a loan before Shemitah. Says the word Bliyal, v'ksiv ha'otam yotzu anoshim ne Bliyal, and it says, by avodah zarah, right, by irani tachas yotzu anoshim ne Bliyal, so mala alan avodah skrichovim, afkan avodah skrichovim. So you see how chomer it is not to give a per person tzedakah, it's like avodah zarah. And again, he told him maybe an oni came to you and he didn't give him tzedakah, and the pasuk he brings is a pasuk which is speaking about shmitas ksafim, that a person may not give a loan because he's worried he's going to lose his money by Shemitah. Okay. Now, the Gemara from Ksubis, what we saw in the Gemara from Ksubis is that the Gemara says that sometimes a person does not want to take money. He doesn't want to take money. You come, you try giving him tzedakah, he doesn't want to take. But he really needs the money. So what do you do? So it says, you tell him, here, take a loan, and pay me back when you have the money. This is a much more bekavadika way to receive money. And that's part of mitzvah tzedakah. As we're going to see in the next one, number 6, that we have in the back, whoever has the sheets, you can take a look at the back. Sefer HaMitzvot LaRambam. The Rambam, look at mitzvah kuf tzadi zayin. The Rambam says like this. See who has it? So it's the number 6, the second mitzvah kuf tzadi zayin. Yishetzivanu lehalvois le'oni. We commanded to lend a poor person money, lehakelo me'onyoi ulehalchivloi, to be making from him, from his poorness, and to be, right, so he shouldn't be so poor, and make it that he'll be able to manage. V'ze mitzvah hayoyisr chazakah. A person may think, oh, the money's going to come back, so it's not such an important mitzvah. It was in the same place it was actually salsa. It wasn't anymore? Okay. It says it's a greater mitzvah. The yoisa mechuyeves. And a person is more obligated in giving a loan to an ani mikol mitzvah tzedakah, from all the rest of mitzvah tzedakah. And it sounds amazing. And the Rambam explains, there's, maybe we'll see the Rambam first, then the Chofetz Chaim, like Mamish, makes like a whole story out of it. He says when a person comes to you to ask you for a little bit of money, for a loan, you don't know what happened before. You know, maybe they're starving in their house and they're all hoping that their father will go and get a loan for them so they can buy some food. And the father thinks, well, what's the best time to come to you to get the loan? A time that you won't be too tired, too hungry. He figures out the time, and when he thinks it's the right time, he comes to knock on your door to get a little bit of money to buy food for his family. And if you tell him in that moment no, and he comes back home, and they're all waiting to see if their father got some money so they can buy something, and they come and they hear that didn't get any money, and they all start crying. So he says over here that the mitzvah of giving a loan is the greatest mitzvah tzedakah. And he explains, a person which already got to the stage that he's going and begging people for money for tzedakah, Ein tzaras onyoi, his tzala from being poor is not as bad kemo tzaras amistatel sheyirtze leozer ad shelo yisgale onyo veyisbaze. A person which is trying to keep his kavod, dignity is the right word, to not going out and collecting. So the Rambam telling us that this is the most important kind of tzedakah. Okay, and he brings it, it's a command, it's not something which is voluntarily, you have to do it. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Avas Chesed, he writes that a person should put a third of his maisa money aside for giving people loans. Okay, so this is...
Why is that better? It's not going to give a loan than it is to give the people poor people that are hungry.
Oh.
Give them food right away. They can take advantage of it
right
away.
Right. So, one reason is that when you give a loan, you'll give more money. Right? And the person will be able to get himself back together, get back on his feet, and right, and do something with it. When a person is going to give tzedakah, there's only a certain amount that he's going to give. It's not, right? By a loan, people will give larger sums. If a friend will come to you and say, I need money now, I need $1,000. What? I need $1,000. Yeah. It's a larger sum, and also the person is not embarrassed receiving it. He's a little embarrassed, but he's not so embarrassed. It's not so embarrassing. And some people, there was a story, I think it happened by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, if I'm not mistaken. They said, they told him that someone in town died from hunger. He didn't have food, he died from hunger. So he didn't die from hunger. He died from busha. Because if he wouldn't have had the busha, he would go collecting, he would ask people for food, they would give him food. So for a person, they go and collect money. By some people, it's a way of making a living. Right, but by most normal people, right, it's going out collecting is very embarrassing for them. I'm telling you, I collect sometimes for a kailo, and I don't get anything from it. I don't get any money. I just help a friend of mine which has a kailo to collect for his kailo. He has a great kailo. I help him, and it's embarrassing, even though I'm not getting any money. Just going collecting and asking people for their money, it's not so comfortable. If you don't believe me, you're welcome to try.
Even if
you don't
professionally have a solution.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not the Panovich Rav. He was the biggest collector. He built the whole Panovich. He was mamish, a big collector. They asked him, when you knock on the door, what do you pray to Hashem? He says, I pray they won't open. Right? Saying so it's very embarrassing for a person to collect tzedakah. So if you can give a person a loan and help him and put him back on his feet and give it to him in a mechubad oifen, then the Gemara says, if you see it's a person that won't take a gift, meaning won't take tzedakah, give it to him as a loan, and tell him if you can't pay back, it's okay, and then be moichel to him, it's much more mechubad way for him. Okay, so until here was basically, we're seeing the mitzvah and the inyan of the mitzvah. Now we're going to go a little bit more into detail. In the mitzvah of tzedakah, we find the chiddush that if a person has the money and there's poor people who need the money and he doesn't want to give, so you force him to give. The Gemara in Bava Basra, again, the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara says, right, the Gemara was saying it depends if he has money or if he doesn't have money. The Gemara says, "Ki ader Rav akfel Rav Nosan Barami v'shokal minei arba me'azuze letzdaka." Like Rav forced Rav Nosan Barami, and he took out of him 400 zuz for tzedakah. So, what does that mean? Can I go tomorrow and start, instead of asking people for their money, to start forcing them? Like, how can you force? With a gun? Like, how much of a force can you put on a person to get out of him that tzedakah money? I take it, there's this amazing story. There was two brothers which were very, very rich. Rabbi Anthony Galinsky says he met them in Sibil. And they said, at the time, the Bolsheviks came, they took all their money and they put them in Siberia. And they said, they have a big kindness on two people. They said, those are two people. So one was the Panovich Rav, and the other person, I don't remember, it was another Rav in town. So why have tainas on them? He said, listen, he always came to us collecting, right? And we gave them. But we didn't give them so much. Then the Bolsheviks came, they came with guns. We gave them everything. We had tainas, why didn't they come with guns? He was much rather give it to the Rabboni than to give it to the Bolsheviks. So he said that he met later on the Panovich Rav, and he told him the story. He said, you know, we would come there. And we would tell them, you know, maybe you should give some more money. He said, what will be left for us? So we told them, you know, the more whatever you'll give, that's what will be for you for real. And they were only smiling. So there is a musag that a person needs to give tzedakah, and if it's not enough for him to give on his own, so you force him. So how much do we force? There's two opinions in Tosfos. The first opinion is that you only force them with words. Force them with words, you explain to them how chashuv it is and how terrible it is if they don't give, and you scare them a little until they give money. The second opinion in Tosfos says no. You can really force. You can, I don't know how, with lashes, maybe something until he gives money. And Tosfos has two reasons why. Either because
it doesn't mean that every collector can do it,
right? We see how the Rav was able to do it, right? We're just seeing the ideas. We're not giving halacha lemaisa yet, okay? This is just beginning of the program, and Bezrat Hashem, the more we'll go, we'll understand more about the mitzvah and how much exactly a person can do. It's more of what we should give than what we should get others to give. But also that, whoever wants to volunteer to collect, for as many moistlets that can use collectors. Okay, so basically the second opinion places is the humanish force. We're not talking about us forcing. There is a musag of forcing. Or because there's a mitzvah asay, the matan schogo de tzido. Because if the Torah says a mitzvah asay, and it says, Amatan Scharo, next step, right? The Torah says, Give tzedakah, lemani yivarechecho Hashem, as we saw in the Chinuch, that Hashem will give you brocha, and a brocha of Hashem is worth so much, right? So, either that's the reason you can force, or because there's also a lot taise, right? We saw the loitikpoit, and loitamit. Okay. Fine. So, that's the end of the first year. Bezrat Hashem will continue later in next shiurim, seeing more about tzedakah, seeing more how much we should give, who you should give, and everything. Bezrat Hashem, thank you everyone for coming. Tremendous chizuk for me, and hopefully you'll have the schools for everyone else that comes. Oh yeah.
Thanks so much. The forcing part is on most of the TV, can see that finished. Maybe I'll use your email address. Are you on the...
I have.
You got it.